Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Ha ha! It's Garbled Twistery. And where are we? Oh yeah, it's time to talk about the second schmuck who just might be vice principal material for the 1824 election. And who is this man we are discussing so violently? Why, it's singer-songwriter Sam Smith. Yeah, I know. What's he doing here? Let's just stop dilly-dallying and have a look-see, shall we? So, Sammy Boy was born in Carrolltown, Pennsylvania. It was there that his family realized the town was just as boring as the name sounds, so they moved to Baltimore like any reasonable bored person does. But yeah, Sam Smith, being a singer-songwriter, obviously went to private school and was hustling in the streets as a merchant right up until the first Great American Temper Tantrum broke out. When that happened, Sammy was like, "Yo, I'd like a gun, please." And he did such a good job shooting people. No, really. Like, they made him a captain, a major, a Lieutenant Colonel Mustard in the whole Continental Breakfast Army. Oh, and he was sent to arrest some British baronet guy who was just too British for his own good. Anyways, skip forward to when the tea sippers have almost straight up stolen Pennsylvania. Who does Jorge Washington send to save the day? Singer, songwriter, Sam Smith. He got sent with 200 people to some fort on a mud island like it was episode 15 of Survivor. Oh, and Mayor Simon Belmont and Captain Rice Krispy Treat were with him, if that helps. And they showed up late to Fort Muffin because there were so many tea sippers around that they had to act like it was a Sly Cooper game. Johnny Hazelnut even had to use the Pennsylvania Navy to escort them to the fort in the dead of the night. And the saddest part of all this is that Sam Smith and his people went through all this freaking trouble only to be relentlessly bombarded by those tea sippers to the point where they had to run for their lives. Needless to say, after the war, singer-songwriter Sam Smith decided to quietly sell things on boats for a living, cause that was hashtag too much. In the late 1700s, Sam fell in line and joined the Maryland House of Deli Meats. When the baguette eaters were being testy, they put our guy, Sam, on standby with a gun, you know, just in case. Oh, and when the farmers were revolting about that whiskey tax, Sammy was one of the leading guys to show up on a horse for Maryland. Oh, and of course, when Temper Tantrum Part 2 came around, Sammy was speed dialed, and he was so freaking ready for those tea sippers, like they showed up trying to take Baltimore, and he went full Gandalf on their butts. All these impressive battle feats landed our guy in Congress, and he was leading the committee for grading gum wrappers at the lunch table too, so we know he really means business now. Not only that, but Sam Smith was all up in everybody's business. I'm serious, how do you think Tommy Pickles got to be the president in 1800? Sam Smith was there, making negotiations with the barnyard man and getting that winning vote. A couple years after that, our guy tried running for the Senate, and he nabs himself a seat at that table as a Democrat Republican. And everybody loved this guy so much that he stayed in the Senate for years and years and even got to be President Shrimp Tempura of the whole thing. But yeah, Sam Smith was a straight-up staple of the Congress. Nicholas is resigning? Call in Sam Smith. Need somebody to look at all our expenses? Call in Sam Smith. Need someone to understand the ways and means by which anybody does anything? Call in Sam Smith. But whatever. In 1822, this guy resigns as a congressman. Why? Because some senator named Billy up and died, and Sam Smith is so reliable. Anyways, let's just replace the dead guy with Sam. So yeah, that's where Sam Smith stands right now. Apparently, this guy must be the duct tape holding the whole government together with all the people he's replacing and important money-related positions he's sitting in. I mean, how can he not be vice principal material? He's the big man on campus, the company favorite. He's got so much potential. If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Quasimoto, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus, I'm finagling card games that you trade. I know, totally rad, right? Anyways, next time, it's the third potential vice principal for 1824, and we've seen this man before, just rushing around like nobody's business. Why, yes, it's Richard Rush. Is he still even in a rush? Let's find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Run for their lives.